Welcome back. We've been waiting for you. This is the Traveling Radio Show Goes to San Francisco. I'm your host, Jeff Jacoby, with Tommy Hollywood and Jennifer Solis. In part three, we'll ditch the fuzz in a head shop, play with hippies in Golden Gate Park, and discover the Elationists, hidden away for over 100 years. So stick around. Gus has dropped us off on Clement Street, the heart of the Richmond District, an Asian and Russian enclave and one of the most charming areas of the city. Most visitors don't even make it over here, but you definitely should. And of course, we have to eat again, so we thought we'd try out Good Luck Dim Sum, right over there. Dim Sum. Good Luck Dim Sum. In here.
I think I'm going to have a chicken bun. Three for $1.50. Want three?
Yeah, let's get three of those.
Three of those.
To go.
Yes, ma'am. Hot sticker and fun core. Thank you. One order of each. We don't know what fun core is, do we?
No, we don't.
That's what I thought.
Good luck finding it.
Fun core.
What are those two things?
This is fun core. And these are... Or these are pot stickers.
No, those are pot stickers. I think that's fun core. And these are chicken balls.
Oh.
Ew, it's leaking. It's leaking.
Oh, dear.
What is this, like, gelatinous, like, coating
on? I don't know what it is.
But it's great.
Now we need a barbecue duck.
How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, hi.
One duck. Please.
Where's that top?
Yeah.
Anything else? I think that will be perfect. Mm-hmm. That's a good knife you've got there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Better than beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you.
I just heard it, and that sounded awful.
I thought you meant a live duck.
Would have been much more dramatic.
Yeah, I think so.
We're at the corner of Bush and Franklin at the Audium, a theater of sound sculptured space.
What do they mean by controlled by a tape performer?
That's why we're here. Every Friday and Saturday evening at 1616 Bush Street, you'll find Stan Schaff performing his sound-in-motion compositions at the Audium, a theater in the round designed for sound with over 150 speakers.
I started way back in the late 50s, and I fell into a notion of exploring sound with light. This is prior to the whole rock era. He was one of the innovators of this whole idea of the light show. And I started playing the trumpet against his visual ideas, but it stimulated me not just to play at it, at the screen, but to move about. This whole thing got very complex. We started to evolve more and more speakers, the possibilities of sound location and control, that there was something unfurling here that maybe hadn't been pushed far enough. So the notion of space has always been around in music, But to control it, to be able to say, I want it here, there, or maybe in different speeds and rhythms and so forth, was something that really hadn't been pushed. As a matter of fact, the notion of sound sculptured space comes here, because in effect, when I sit there working the sound over as the audience is listening, it's like sculpting and shaping the work anew in the space. Perhaps in my own way, I think there was a little discovery that I had early on that asked some basic question. And the basic question is, does space really, in terms of sound, have an authentic language of its own that really does add something to the dimension of music? And I guess I had the audacity to try to solve this question. Every time I work the work, as a matter of fact, here in the space, even after all these hundreds and hundreds of programs I've given, I find myself always anew. The work always takes new forms, new shapes that surprise me.
Golden Gate Park, a beautiful, huge, green oasis cultivated from the sand dunes that covered this whole area. It's one of the social and historical epicenters of the city, filled with things to see and do. Today is an anniversary concert celebrating the Summer of Love in 1967. Down here on Speedway Meadow, under a curious haze, thousands of folks of all ages are enjoying the concert, including musicians from the original Summer of Love, like the great country Joe McDonald. We're going to go over to the Haight to check out the corner of Haight and Ashbury, but first we have to move through this crowd.
Summer of Love, free condoms. Want some free condoms? How about you, young man? You want some free condoms?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, she got lucky today, right?
You never know.
That's right. That's right. Free condoms.
You can stand around at Haight and Ashbury looking for the hippies to return, but if you look closely, some of them are still here. Older, grayer for sure, but that happens to all of us.
Hey man, the fuzz.
Oh man.
Quick, into the head shop, man.
This is really going back. I'm talking about black lights, hookahs, and whatever else you might want. To continue this trip back in time, walk up Haight Street past Amoeba Records and venture once again into Golden Gate Park. This time, follow the path around to Hippie Hill and the drum circle that forms there on weekends. If you try, you can conjure up, if only for a moment, the heady days of the late 60s and that summer of love in San Francisco.
Hey, Tom, play this.
Okay.
Wow, you're good.
What would you say if I broke right down?
we're going to end our journey on a back street in the area known as SoMa, or South of Market, an edgy, arty place. An art collective by the name of Million Fishes is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Elationists. And this is an Only in San Francisco story on so many levels. The story goes that the Elationists were an artist collective formed about 1906, right after the great earthquake and fire. They gathered to celebrate life, especially in those times of trouble. They had traditions like drinking an intoxicating chocolate elixir and putting on concerts. And apparently some of their artworks were recently discovered behind a wall in an old house in the Haight. I'm speaking with Brent Bishop, one of the artist producers of this event.
A lot of the information that we have has been sort of like pieced together and cobbled together from, like, you know, things written on the back of photographs. So we have to do our best to reconstruct what's going on here.
I also read that you are, one of the reasons you're doing this is as a celebration of art, life, and San Francisco.
Yeah. To me, it's a celebration of all the best things in life, all the reasons that, you know, you want to pop out of bed in the morning, and this idea that little, you know, bumps and scratches along the road of life are inevitable. We might as well have some chocolate and experiment with some ideas and some art.
You know? With you on that. I like your description of the 1906 earthquake as a bump and scratch along the way of life.
You know.
Just a little bump.
Inconvenience.
What would you say?
Brent also shared with me a lost recording of the Elationist child prodigy Very, Very Morley. This apparently from an Edison cylinder made back in 1907. But there is one more thing. The Elationists dance, and they're about to teach us all how to do it. So be the first in your neighborhood to do the Earth Shake.
The dance is called the Earth Shake. It's very similar to the turkey trot, the grizzly bear, the bunny hop, and the Texas Tommy swing that came out of San Francisco at the time. Acting as if they're in an earthquake, stumbling around, shaking, but having a blast while doing so. As long as you have that, whatever your steps are, whatever rhythm you're on, you're doing the dance.
Thanks for listening to The Traveling Radio Show, Offbeat Travelogue since 1975. We'd like to thank San Francisco State University, especially Jennifer Solis, Noel Airy, Daniel Spain, Amy Aquilino, and the entire Broadcast and Electronic Communication Arts Department. A special thanks to San Francisco's own Gaucho for the fabulous music, and to you, our listeners, without whom we'd actually be working for a living. Goodbye!